Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God.
your bread of life. That's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Father, to joy, from your spirit to my spirit, I am lighted by your word. And with your bread of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Say, Father of the joy.
Just breathe your name. Holy Almighty, come upon him. Breathe, Belakaba. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. That's all you need, that's all you need. The breath of the Almighty makes a difference. That's how you come alive. That's how you can change your world. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Lord, breathe your name. Just like in the beginning, where I was before you found me, in the place of koinonia. My answer, your day will
have.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Hey, when you breathe your breath upon me, everything that comes back to life, and I move from glory to glory. Just breathe your name. For there's a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives it understanding. Your day will
help.
See your fire. Let the breath of the Almighty come upon you. I said, just like in the beginning, where I was before you formed me, in the place of koinonia. Your day was. Just breathe your name. Somebody lift your hands and declare, just breathe your name. Upon me, everything that comes back to life, and I go from glory to glory. Your day, well, here is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. For there's a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty brings him back to life. Your name, well, here is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just like in the beginning, where I was before you.
Worship him, worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight. Power to
Gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Daylight!
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God this morning for each and every one in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Father, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor, O God. There is no one like you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning, O God. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you that you kept watch over us even as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord. You've never left us, and you said in your word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you till the end. And so, Father, we come to thy throne of grace, and we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this breath that we breathe that is yours, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for your goodness. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Lord, for your grace and your mercy. O God, we thank you, O God. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. You are great. There's no one greater than you, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, what would we say, O God? We say, thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, Jesus. Jesus, we bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Oh, forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, O God. And Lord, we ask you for mercy, O God. Your mercy on you every morning, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning, O God. We pray for mercy. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Mercy upon our parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, oh God, upon our husbands and our wives, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Lord, be merciful unto us, in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Oh, Father, we soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. Uriya masandiriya kuriya sadaraka. Uriya sandiriya kuriya masandere. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Soak this day in the blood of Jesus. We soak this minute in the blood of Jesus. We soak this second in this hour in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God. Oh, our household in the blood of Jesus. Our children in the blood of Jesus, our husbands and our wives, grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice, in the blood of Jesus, oh God, let the blood speak for us, oh God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. Father, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, spouses, our nieces and our nephews, those that are connected to us, oh God, everyone under the sound of our voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God. And the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us. And the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, we pray for fresh oil. We pray for fresh anointing. Not the anointing from last night, but a fresh oil, oh God. In the name of Jesus, pour your oil upon us, oh God. Pour your fresh oil in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramasede, Yere, Yeremo Korea, Masandiri, Igui, Mukui, Nikienika, Yama, Ye, Ye, Huria Sandere, Ye, Mokoya, Nekarama, Seteriako, fresh oil, O God, Father, and your holy angels to assist us, your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, send your holy angels to war on our behalf and do your bidding in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. Father, reveal yourself to us in a most spectacular way, O God. Father, we thank you that we are under an open heaven, O God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. Teach us how to love, O God, as you love us. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive us, O God. Teach us, O Lord, how to walk by the spirit and not the flesh, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you that you love us, that you sent your only begotten Son, O God. You gave us the best, O God, your only begotten Son. We thank you, Jesus, for the sacrifice on the cross. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Father God, we thank you that you saved us from the hands of the enemy. You brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Breathe, Holy Ghost, upon us. Release your breath into this atmosphere. Release your breath into the cyberspace, the next is radio, but release your breath. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let the atmosphere be charged, O God, in the name of Jesus, for in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, O God. Oh, give us beautiful ashes, O God. Pour upon us the oil of joy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength, O God. Give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. You said in your word that you will keep us in peace, those whose minds are stayed on you, O God. And so, Father God, because our minds are stayed on you, we receive the peace, O God. Because our minds are stayed on you, we trust you, O God. We trust you. That's why our minds are stayed on you. You are our everything. Give us that peace, O God. That peace that surpasses all understanding, O God. In the name of Jesus, let there be a transformation of our minds. The way we think, O God. Give us mind like Jesus Christ. Help us to think, O God, on a higher dimension, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to look at things, O God, from the physical, but look at things from the spiritual, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome again. Isaiah, could you turn your Bibles with me to the book of Isaiah? Holy Spirit, almost sudden. Isaiah 6. Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings with flame. He covered his face, and with flame he covered his feet, and with flame he did fly. And cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. Hallelujah. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. Hallelujah. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and I sin first. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am. Send me. Here I am. Send me. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God. As I bring this word this morning, Father God, give us revelation with understanding about this word this morning. Take us deeper. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Praise his name. It's an honor. I don't know about you all, but it's an honor and a privilege for God to call you. Hallelujah. And many times, people say, oh, I don't know whether I'm called. And people hesitate when God calls. And they procrastinate. Hallelujah. Because they're waiting certain ministers or bishops or apostles or whatever they're waiting for. I don't know. But they're waiting for that whatever reason before they accept the call of God on their lives. It has to be done in the way they want it. They want it that way, a certain way. They do not answer the call of God. And sometimes the wait for the, say they're waiting for the right person to ordain them, or the right ministry to ordain them, and the right, and they keep waiting and keep waiting. I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. And they wait because this ministry, the ministry or the church they're waiting for has to be a certain way. The pastor has to look a certain way. The bishop has to look a certain way, walk a certain way, talk a certain way. And so, because you want it to be the way you want it to be, and not how God says it should be, you miss your calling. That's why I say sometimes we leave the presence of the Lord. And where Jesus was standing yesterday, we talk about Jesus right there giving the bread and the fish. And sometimes we leave where Jesus is right there in the desert with us. And then we want to go to the village where the presence of Jesus is not in that village. The presence of Jesus is right in the desert with you. We don't give Jesus chance because we want it to be a certain way. And because we want it to be a certain way, we miss the calling of God on our lives. And then we have the audacity to ask, what am I? I don't know what I'm born to do. And maybe you're waiting for that right moment and that right time, and God has not done that particular. He didn't send you to that ministry. He didn't send you to that church. He didn't send you, and you're going to continue to wait because you want to be very, you want to choose. You want to choose. You take a microscope and you take time and you dissect lies in your own personal time, and you dissect and you break lies down. Hallelujah. And then you miss your calling. You see, when God called Isaiah, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips. What happened? The seraphim took the coals of the altar and cleansed his lips. Hallelujah. I remember there was an apostle, his name was Apostle Paul. When he was called, he was Saul on his road to Damascus, called when Jesus said, why are you kicking against the bricks? As Paul was going, and he got blinded. This is where the call came. He got blinded. He could not see anymore, and God gave him instructions to go to Ananias and for Ananias to pray for him and lay hands on him. Hallelujah. And then Ananias was afraid, but God had given that instruction. Ananias spoke and prayed, and God said, go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Ananias prayed for Paul, and Paul was baptized. Hallelujah. Paul received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and God opened the eyes of Paul. I want every one of you now to look in that Bible and tell me where you see Ananias again. You don't see Ananias anymore in the Bible. He did what he was supposed to do. The Lord sure told him what to do. And then the apostle Paul went on to be one of the greatest, one of the great, what wrote most of the New Testament. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of Ananias was obedient. He did what God had told him to do, and that was it. Sometimes your assignment is just that, and that's it. And sometimes we want to put more to an assignment, and it's just plain and simple. So what did Ananias carry in him that made Paul such a great, 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 great apostle? Paul was a great, one of the greatest in the New Testament. Oh, he wrote those books, Apostle Paul. What was in Ananias? Hallelujah. Because God had put a deposit in the priest Ananias to lay hands. Paul went on to do his assignment. And then let's bring it home. Evangelist Billy Graham. Evangelist Billy Graham, as a child, went to a revival, either teenagers or early adulthood. He went to a revival, and he went to receive Christ. There was a tent revival. He went to receive Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. He went up there, and he received Christ. And I've forgotten the past, the evangelist that was was there having that then revival. And from that day on, what did that man had inside of him? He laid his hand. And look what happened to Billy Graham, one of the greatest evangelists of all time. Let me tell you, oh no, we compare and we can contrast. God says his ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are better than our thoughts. We cannot detect to God how we want to go into ministry or how we don't want to go into ministry. Hallelujah. Know when he's calling you, or you need to be a brother. Speak, Lord, for thy servant here. Because God does things in a different way. Hallelujah. His ways. Kuriya Masandere are not man's ways. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. There are some people that are carriers of the apostolic anointing. Hallelujah. There are some people that are carriers, that what they have inside of them is great, but when you look at them, you disregard them and you just pass by. I don't know, because you don't know what's in each and every person. Hallelujah. But some people are very smart. They pay attention. Hallelujah. And they realize what God is saying to them. You see, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We disregard so much that we miss our blessings in different ways because we want the package a certain way. The person must look a certain way. The cold, the seraphim cleansed the lips of Isaiah. At least Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me." How many of you are willing to say, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? Here I am, Lord, send me. I remember when I was called into ministry. And I remember very well, like yesterday, like it happened just the other day. I remember I was not even a minister, but I loved the Lord. I was always praying and fasting and loving God. I love Jesus, and I love him even more today. And I remember speaking to a lady, and she, at that time she was just a prophet, and I had some issues going on with my son Ricky, and I needed prayers And I remember somebody directed me to her. She was online. And I said, look, please pray for my son many years ago. And she was just, she was, in fact, it was just minister at that time. She was, and I, and she, and we, she prayed for him, and we kind of, she, every now and then I will call her for prayers, and she will follow up. And this is a white lady, a Caucasian lady. And one day after maybe about 3 months, she texts me, and she said to me, the Lord said I should come down to, I'm coming down to Maryland at that time. And she said, the Lord sending me to you in Maryland. And she, what time do you want me? I gave her this. So the kids will be napping because I had a center, a daycare center, and the kids would be napping at that time. And I was surprised. Why would God send this woman way from Pennsylvania to me, my God? But I believed because I knew she was a prophet of God. Anyway, I'm curious. She came during the lunchtime. This woman came with a bag. She and another Caucasian lady, and they came in. She anointed my feet. She prayed over me. And that when she told me, the Lord has called you into ministry. God sent that lady way from Pennsylvania at lunchtime, bring her back and anointed me, prayed with me and everything. And said, I didn't even know what the anointing was. I was ignorant to all those things. But gave me a book to read, and she prayed and for almost 2-3 hours, and she spoke some prophetic words, and she left. And here I am, Lord, send me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when we go further, after that, ordained as a, formerly ordained as a minister at New Life Ministries. Hallelujah. And then we praise God, and then I getting to learn more and more, learning about God. And then one time I'm supposed to be in a, apostle, I called this, before I became an apostle, I didn't even know what apostleship was, ignorant. And I remember, I received a call from Apostle George in London, and he said, I'm calling just to see how you're doing. And as he began to call and pray with me, the Lord told him I had an apostolic call on my life, and he began to pray and got excited and prayed. He called all the way from London and began to pray for me on the phone. And there were so many things he said to me. But the Lord had given me a dream before, and I knew it was God. And then after he prayed and after he released the anointing upon my life, apostolic anointing, he said, when I come to America, I'm going to lay hands on you. Hallelujah. When he came to America, he said, I'm here. Do you want, because he has a very big ministry all over the world. Do you want me to do it? And the Lord said, no, not yet. So I told him I didn't have confirmation. And so it went on that whole year until a time when the Lord said, yes, this is the time, and he called me. He said to me, he was in the United States. And he said to me, the Lord wants me to anoint you and to lay my hands on you. I've called you an apostle, and then he wants it. He said, I said, okay. He said, but the Lord wants me to do it at the Capitol building, because we used to go over there at the Capitol building for prayers. And he said, the Lord said you should come to the, he wants to do, I don't know what he's doing. And this man can tell you it quite plain and simple. There's a worldwide ministry. Hallelujah. Everything is different, and it don't have to be the same. And people who went to the Capitol building, right where the President of the United States received the oath of President. The Lord told him, I should stand right there. Special frankincense. There was a special oil. That oil was so expensive. I still got a little bit. Very expensive oil. And my God. And after we did what we had to do, hallelujah, a man poured the oil and laid his hand on me right in from the Capitol as an apostle. Because the Lord had placed an anointing for nations. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is how it happened. So what am I saying to you? Be careful. Don't miss the calling of God. It don't have to be the way you want it to be, but what God says. Oh, Apostle, what are you talking about? How about David? When David was called, David was smelling with sheep. They had to send for David. He ran up on his brothers. They thought the call was on their life, but it was on David. And the poor Samuel poured that oil on David. David was anointed. Hallelujah. Be careful. Do not miss the call of God on your life. Pray and ask God for confirmation. Now we are about to take the Holy Communion. How many of you right now know that you have a call on your life? You don't have some, not every calling is not preaching. They got different things in the body of Christ, different gifts. The Lord is speaking to you. Or if you think you're not qualified, Isaiah was not qualified for what? It took coals off the altar and cleansed him. My brothers and sisters, God will be the one who will cleanse you. He will purify you. And that doesn't mean when he called a person to anoint you, to affirm the anointing of your life, that doesn't mean you have to join a church. No, that's not how God operates. Hallelujah. God moves in different ways. So God is speaking to someone this morning. I don't know who it is. You've been running from the call of God on your life because you wanted, you do not even believe that you have a call in running, but God is calling you. The time is running out. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you have limited time. Answer the call of God on your life. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you. And I pray that, I don't know who you're speaking to, but I pray that it will heed to that call placed on your lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Almighty God, we lift up the Holy Sacrament to you, O God. Father, we ask you, O God, to bless the Holy Sacrament. We ask you to breathe on the Holy Sacrament, turn it from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. We claim all the unlimited benefits of the Holy Communion in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I call forth this morning as for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. As we take the Holy Communion, healing, deliverance, restoration in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you give the release a gift of the discernment of spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, empower us to do all that you've called us to do. As we take this Holy Sacrament, let this day be a day of new beginnings in our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. Same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Oriyama Sandiriako, let me partake of the blood of Jesus Christ. That represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Because many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, bury one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together under condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we receive all the unlimited breakthroughs and blessings in the Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and you will continue to do in our lives. You are faithful, you are just. We thank you, Lord, for the activation of the gift of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives at the fullness, O God. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we receive all the blessings of the Sabbath in the name of Jesus. All the blessings of the Sabbath receive, O God, in the name of Jesus, the Sabbath day blessings. And Lord, I pray to those who have to give, O God, that you bless their offering in the name of Jesus. Bless our offering in the name of Jesus, O God. Let it be used for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. To bring glory and honor to your name as we work in your vineyard, O God, in the name of Jesus, your God. And we bless you for even providing job, oh God, of finances, but that we can be a blessing to the body of Christ. Father God, bless those, bless the work of their hands, establish the works of their hands. Oh God, let the oil overflow in their lives, and Father God, in the lives of their children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I must say that let barrenness become fruitful, oh God. Oh, let barrenness become fruitful, O God. In the name of Jesus, let barrenness become fruitful, O God. Hallelujah. Rama Sandiri Echo. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.